Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is MinStar Bank Farm Management Analyst and Senior Vice President Kent Tesi. Talking about your focus on ag column here this week, really focused on crop insurance and kind of calculating those payments and just things to keep in mind here as we work through harvest season. So I guess let's talk crop insurance and calculating those payments here.
Well, obviously this year we're well into harvest now. Most areas of the upper Midwest, both corn and soybean harvest. And we're finding a lot of variable yields out there, just the weather patterns we had with highly variable rainfall, limited rainfall in most areas, and even drought conditions in many areas. We're finding some yields that probably are below APH yields. Even if they're at APH, farmers still want to pay attention to crop insurance. One scenario we have this year, of course, is the fact that our fall prices, as at least where they're projected right now, are quite a bit below the spring prices, which, again, if you have revenue insurance, revenue protection insurance, means that your threshold yields increase. So, for example, right now, the projected fall harvest price as of today is $4.90 a bushel, and the spring price was $5.91. So if you have 85% coverage, you could be a few bushels above your APH yield and still be able to collect crop insurance. So it's a little different scenario than we've had in recent years when we've had high prices in the fall. Now, the harvest price isn't finalized till the end of October. 1st of November they announce it, so we got some time. But as we get deeper into the month, they do a daily average for the whole month of October of December corn futures and November soybean futures. So the odds of it having huge changes get less and less as we go deeper in the month. So right now for soybeans, similar, we're about exactly a dollar a bushel today, below the spring price. We're at $12.76 compared to $13.76 in the spring. So the potential certainly going to be there, at least if you had any kind of yield reduction, to potentially collect some crop insurance payments. If you had at 85% coverage or even 80% coverage, if you had lower percent coverages, you may not.
And there's certainly some importance as guys are in the field and whatnot, keeping track of what's going through the combine and what they're putting in the bin or what they're hauling in here as well.
Well, there is. And obviously with crop insurance, there's a lot of variation. Not only have we talked about the percent coverage and the factor that has, but you also have some farmers use enterprise units, which is all of your acres in a given county for a given crop, and other farmers have optional units, which is individual farm fields within down to the township level, and that makes a big difference when you're calculating crop insurance, potential crop insurance payments. Obviously, if you have those optional units from farm to farm, there can, a year like this year, a lot of variation in yields, and that can make a big difference on some fields maybe collecting some pretty significant crop insurance indemnity payments, and maybe other fields getting much smaller payments or no payments. So important to know that. The best advice I like to give people is to work with your crop insurance agent on what kind of coverage you have and what those payment potentials will be and what kind of verification you need to access those payments. So this is a year, and with margins being much tighter than they have been in recent years, a year that certainly most farmers are going to want to pay close attention to their potential crop insurance payments.
And of course, people have purchased the coverage that they've purchased. That's set in stone, but some of this analysis can maybe help some decisions for next year as well.
Well, it can. It's good use, you know, to understand crop insurance. And I think as we go forward, crop insurance is a very important risk management tool. And it's extremely important to understand the dynamics of how it works. And we're talking the basic crop insurance here. Many companies have buy-up options where you can buy up to 90% or higher coverage. And, of course, if you're using the farm program as part of your management, if you go the price loss coverage option, which many farmers have in recent years, you have the option to do some buy-up options through the supplemental crop option, SCO, or enhanced coverage option, ECO options. So there are some other alternatives out there for farmers, but certainly good to kind of, once this year is over, look at how the year worked out and work with a crop insurance agent to plan ahead for next year.
Anything else from this week's Focus on Ag that we should touch on here before we let you go?
I guess the only other thing I would mention is I have put together an information sheet titled 2023 Crop Insurance Payment Potential, and certainly anyone could shoot me an email at kent.tc@minstarbank.com, and I'd be glad to send that out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here today. Again, Kent Tc joining us on the Red River Farm Network.